have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Hi, y'all. It's Thursday again. I am like blown away how fast the days go by. It really is interesting to me. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever it is you're doing, at the gym or going to the gym, walking, running, lifting weights, anywhere in the world, and you can't sit and watch the show, but you want to see or hear it live, you can on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? So, it is Thursday. And as you know, we love the Bible Thumpers here on JLP Talk. And we try every day, well, not every day, but I get calls from Bible Thumpers, and they need a little bit more time because they can't get past thinking about the next scripture during conversation, so it's difficult to try to have a real conversation. So we decided, you know what, let's set aside a day for, even though we take all calls, let's set aside a day for the Bible Thumpers. And we realized that Thursday is the perfect day for Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Amazing! Bible Thumper Thursday. Christ said, and I repeat, you don't have to be you any longer. You could be free. But one thing for sure, you got to work on yourself. You got to be committed to putting what's right first. And you will never know what's right until you work on you. You got to work on yourself. Isn't that amazing? Know thyself. Know thyself. Know thyself. Life is for all who will receive it. Eternal life. For all who will receive it, who want it. You got to want it in the right way. You can't be tripping and want it. You got to calm down. Amazing. It's a spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil. Has nothing to do with color, nothing to do with male or female. And each individual, each adult is responsible for him or herself spiritually. There's not, your husband can't do this for you, ladies. Your wife can't do it for you, for the husbands. Your daddy, your mama can't do it for you. Only you can travel this journey alone. You cannot take either one on this ride with you. Isn't that amazing? Now, for those who are afraid to be alone, and a lot of people are afraid to stand alone, this is one time you have no other choice if you want eternal life. You must travel this journey alone. Amazing, huh? What the? So, I've said that I want my country back. And I know and realize that it's never going to be America again. Maybe namesake, they may even change the name America, to be honest. Maybe namesake only. But my country, I don't even recognize my country anymore. As a matter of fact, I have to reflect to remember how it was at one time, how amazing America was. When I was growing up down in Sweet Home, Alabama, I had to reflect to remember how great America was at one time. Isn't that amazing? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. And what's really interesting to me, it's so interesting to me, I don't know what to do with it. It's mind-blowing how easily it is happening, too. It's just happening. There's no road bumps there to stop this from happening. Changing my country to foreign country. It's interesting how they have allowed so many foreigners into America. And they come with their own ideas. They bring the same ideas they're supposed to be leaving, the same environment they're supposed to be leaving. They bring here to America and establish it and change the look, the personality, the beauty that America had. It's the darndest thing I ever seen. Why go to a country? Why leave your country and go to a country that at one time was free, but then you go and you change it into the country you left? That doesn't make sense. And why do the people who run this country allow that to happen? I remember years ago when they first started allowing a lot of Mexicans into the country and into California. And I remember downtown used to be an American downtown area, the East LA, downtown Los Angeles. And it used to be a nice place to go and party, have lunch, look around. It was America. they have this, I don't know if they still have this hotel downtown, and you can go in that hotel and go all the way up to the top of the hotel, and they had a restaurant there that you can sit and listen to piano music, and the restaurant is turning around. So it's like, you know, it's turning. You don't even feel it turning, but it's turning. And you can see the whole, every aspect of downtown as it's turning around slowly. I used to love hanging out downtown. Now you put your life at risk when you go downtown. It looked like Mexico. It doesn't even look like America. And I used to think, why are these people coming here and recreating the environment they left? Why? If you're that in love with the environment you left, why do you stay where you were? Why, if you're going to come to America, why not take on America culture? I like that word, culture, meaning environment. And then the Asians start moving into the down a little further away west from downtown, and Olympic, Pico area there, Wilshire. And they turn Wilshire into Chinatown. I'm like, what the? And then the blacks came from countries, and they turned area into the area they left. And my American God. And now they have the Allahu Akbar people here, the Muslims. Especially over in Detroit. And not only have they turned Detroit into the Allahu Akbar looking country, they're wearing those same clothes where they cover up. And then they have this loud prayer thing they do, waking up the Christians. The Christians don't want to be hearing all that loud. But they're waking up the Christians. When the Christians complain about it in their own country, a Christian, Judeo-Christian nation, the people get mad at the Christians. And now that the Allahu Akbar people will bring that noise over here. Why you got to play all that loud noise from your church building? It doesn't make sense to me. WXYZ is reporting. Some Dearborn residents are voicing complaints about outdoor calls to prayer that can be heard on loudspeakers throughout the city. Watch this.
Here at the Islamic Institute of Knowledge on Schaefer, the call to prayer comes out twice a day through that loudspeaker up there for about 2 minutes. It's just one of the many mosques that follow this practice in the city, raising some concerns with residents. This is the sound. The daily call to prayer Dearborn resident Andrea Unger says is something she personally does not want to listen to daily. She's brought this up at numerous city council meetings, including on October 7th.
Your freedom of religion does not allow you to force me to listen to your prayers in my yard or home when you could do this by your app or text or phone or email or inside your own walls.
Unger lives just blocks away from the Islamic Institute of Knowledge, and ever since they began work on this extension to their mosque about 2 years ago, she says the noise of the prayers has become too much. In the beginning, the mosque admits they did their first prayer around 5 a.m., but have since stopped.
The early morning prayers are, we understand that there might be some people concerned with those, but since these complaints came in, we took the proactive step in order to eliminate the morning prayer, just to make sure we're respectful to our community.
Isn't that amazing? Why are they doing that, period, in this country? Why don't you pray quietly inside your church building like normal people? Nobody want to be hearing that. And just think how they're imposing this on the American citizens. They're imposing on the American citizen. Putting this big old loudspeaker on the top of the church and make sure you hear whether you want to or not. It's been said, and I don't doubt it, that the Muslims want to rule the world with their religion. And they see Christians and Jews as infidels, and they'll destroy you. And this is part of it. They're in a Christian country with that and getting away with it. Amazing, huh? That was from WXYZ TV. The city ordinance states that noise can't exceed 70 decibels. And supposedly the first Arab Muslim police chief is supposed to be doing something about it. Watch this from WXYZ TV.
We looked into the city ordinance, which states that noise is not allowed to exceed 70 decibels in residential areas in the daytime and 60 at night. Additionally, loudspeakers are not permitted between 10 p.m. and 7 in the morning.
If we have or can identify a mosque that's doing it before 7 in the morning, or if there is an excess of the decibels, there'll be written a citation.
Dearborn Police Chief Issa Shaheen says he has been working with houses of worship to make sure they are in compliance, measuring decibel levels personally, hoping residents can come to terms with these short moments of prayer.
It's no different than church bells that you might hear on Sunday.
Dearborn is a beautiful thing. A lot of religions here being practiced, churches, mosques, synagogues. So it's a beautiful thing. That's what America is all about.
That ain't beautiful. And America ain't about that. Sorry. You got America wrong. America is about Christianity. Sorry, buddy. And then that Chinatown thing I mentioned, it's at Wilshire and Olympic. It's called Koreatown. A little further down over toward the north is Chinatown by the Dodger Stadium, somewhere over there. But my point is, America doesn't even look like America anymore. Not just the people are so divided, and that is happening too, but it doesn't even look like America. It doesn't look like America anymore. How are you expecting to go into another country and change it into the way that your hometown look? It's kind of sad, to be honest. A country, America, that at one time was so beautiful. I remember when I first moved to Los Angeles. In 1968, Los Angeles was America. It was like palm trees, blue skies, clean jobs, opportunities everywhere. I changed jobs so many times growing up here in California. I forgot how many I had. Because they were just everywhere. And anytime you wanted to make a little bit more money, the possibility was amazing because you could just get a different job. You didn't have to go online looking for a job. You didn't have to fill out an application online. You would go over to the job and say, hey, I'd like to apply for a job. And they would give you an application right there. You fill it out. You get the interview, and you know if you got it or not. Once in a while, they say, we'll call you, let you know. But most of the time, they will let you know right then and there. That's gone, too. Human nature is a mess. Amazing. And I think about the generations that the new generation kids who are just born and been born within the last 10 years and on, maybe a little later than that, they don't even know that America used to look and be different. They don't even know that that existed. So they would never know the beauty of America. And that's kind of sad when you think about it. It's a spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil. And you can bank on this. You could bank on this. It's going to get worse before it gets better. Well, not, I don't even want it, not before it gets better. It's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. It's too far. The can, as they say, been kicked too far down the road. Some of you from the old school may remember. You can just get a job anywhere. When I first got to L.A., arrived in L.A. in 1968, I went right down the road from where I was living, over in South Central, and got a job at Better Foods Market, at the market, just like that. I started out as a boss boy. You know how you... When y'all go to the market and you get groceries, and we will, and the boss will put them in a cart, shopping cart for you, and walk you out to your car and put them in your car, and then the boss boy would bring them, the shopping carts back into the store, or the shopping cart guy would go out and get them and bring them back. Now they make you bring them back, or they make you put them in a little zone somewhere. But you remember those good old days? And then I worked as a boss boy there. And then in that same store, opportunity came for me to rise up, make a little bit more money. So I moved into the produce department, and I would put out the produce. Made good money doing that. And then the opportunity came that I may work at the cash register, and you make much more money at the cash register. Working the cash register, so I did that. And I didn't even think about race or somebody holding me back or anything like that. And then when I made all I could make in the market, I went to Sears and worked for Sears. Made good money there. And what we were doing there was repairing wash machines, putting them together, repair them, and all that kind of stuff. Still over in South Central LA. What the? And then I went to some other job. I forgot. I had so many, I forgot. It would take too long to explain it. But my country is gone. Even the beauty of the churches are being taken away. Remember when a church was just a church, but it was nice, and it was for all? That's changing now, too. Especially since they've allowed the females to pretend that they were preachers and pastors and bishops and teachers and all that. They have really changed it in the same way they're changing America. WFAA is saying Dallas, Texas, is reporting Dallas, Texas. The church in Oaklawn neighborhood says it's painted its steps in rainbow colors in response to Governor Greg Abbott's order targeting a rainbow crosswalk. Watch this from WFAA.
A church in Dallas is taking a stand against Governor Abbott's new directive. He gave cities 30 days to remove street markings with political ideologies or risk losing funding for road projects. That includes rainbow crosswalks like the one in Oaklawn, an area welcoming to the LGBTQ community. The governor calls it a safety hazard, so the pastor of Oaklawn United Methodist Church just painted the stairs.
The bold statement of color that you see on our steps is a message to all who pass by, all who come up these steps and enter, to know that they are beloved children of God and that who they are cannot be erased.
As for the crosswalk, it's still intact for now as the city decides if it'll remove the rainbow. So keep an eye on what's happening right now in Houston, where residents are openly defying city officials. On Monday, crews removed the rainbows in Montrose, and overnight, neighbors repainted the sidewalks, saying they're not ready to see them go.
Change in my country. And you got a female pastor, emotional, illogical, out of her mind. My country is gone. Now, she let the government get her mad about removing some sign from a street, and she's going to paint the church that color. It reminds me of Barack Obama when he was, I believe it was Obama lighting up the White House in rainbow colors. Like, what the? A battle between good and evil. Why are you allowing evil to rule over your life? Why are you allowing evil to win when evil has no more, no power at all? It's been defeated. It's done. It's finished. Evil even lost the sting of death. And yet, you allow evil to rule in your personal life and your public life. Why? Why? And if you think that's bad, and it is, let me show you what's happening to the people. When I was growing up, what I'm about to show you now was unheard of. Even blacks would not have tolerated this for 1 second. The blacks wouldn't even tolerate it at all. That's gone now, too. And they love DEI. They love affirmative action. They love free stuff. And if you try to take the free stuff away from them, you got a war on your hand. And I knew that this would happen when they start spoiling the blacks. You don't have to earn your way. You should just be black and you'll get in. You'll get into the white university. You can become a judge without even being qualified. You can even be a vice president because of your color. And then if someone comes along and try to take that away from them, freebies, you got a war on your hand. CBS News has reported states are warning struggling Americans who rely on food stamp. What? Oh, after the break. Okay, thank you. Derek, talk to me in my ear. I have that for you, then your calls. Do you believe me now when I tell you my America is gone? It is so divided that it's not even funny. It's really sad how divided America is today. 888-775-3773. Let me take a quick break. I'll be back in a moment. I noticed after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business. But because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a five-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true, it's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. So, but the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father, because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at rebuildingtheman.com, or they call 800-411-2663, and we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father. Right along, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, from 9 to 11 a.m. The Hake, H-A-K-E-Report.com. And then at 11 a.m., right after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby on fire. After the Hake Report. And tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I had a fun but interesting discussion with Jimmy Dore. And Jimmy is a stand-up comedian, political commentator, and the host of the Jimmy Dore Show. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
So do you love God?
If a gun to my head, I would say yes.
You need a gun to your head to say that?
You already did it. You already got me cornered.
Have you ever done a show and nobody laughed?
Yes.
What did that feel like?
Feels like just another day.
Were women created to lead or to follow?
I think they should just shut up.
I do too.
This isn't the hot seat? Holy s***.
It was fun. You're going to like it. And tomorrow at 11 a.m. Friday, every Friday, you can become a member of the Fallen State right there on the YouTube channel. And that's a way of supporting us to do the work. And locals.com/JesseLeePeterson.locals.com. Support us there as well. Amazing, huh? I do appreciate it. Let me show you this really quick. When I was growing up, black people were not on welfare. They were not relying on the government to take care of them or the white man. They relied on themselves or sometimes a black so-called leader. Black leader or anything like that. The parents took care of the children, and they showed them how to work and prepare to take care of themselves. They were not hating their neighbors. They prayed for one another, and never mind the color. They understood that there were evil people, and there are some people who have overcome evil, and they were of good, of God. And now, it's all about freebies, for the most part, not with all blacks, of course. Most, not all, not all, not all, but most. They would, like, fight you if you try to make them earn their way. And that's so interesting to me to be seeing it. It's mind-blowing to me. Like, they're a feeling of entitlement for free stuff. You pay for my food. You pay for my child. You pay for me to have babies out of babies. And if you don't, I'm going to take it, they say. And by the way, like this show. Like it. Hit like right now while I'm talking. Hit like. Like. I appreciate it. And if you think I'm not, I'm just making this up, I have proof. You give somebody something free, it's like when parents spoil their children, and it happens all the time nowadays. And when the kids become adults, the kids don't want to work. They don't even want to leave home. And if they do leave home, they want you to take care of them, pay for their cell phone, their rent, buy them a house. They still don't want to do for themselves because you spoil them in the same way the government has spoiled the blacks. CBS News is reporting states are warning Americans who rely on food stamps to pay for groceries that they may miss out on benefits come November. Watch this from X.
You know what? Since they want to take food stamps away, I'm going to Walmart. I'm going to rank up anything I want, throw that right in the basket. I'm coming right about the move, get the out of my way. I'm not paying for a thing.
I say if they don't give me food stamps next month, we all just say it and rob the grocery store and tell them make me a grill.
Donald Orange Man J. Trump. I'm going to tell you just like this. What the you mean? Who ain't getting that god food stamps to god November? Because I'm getting my god. I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm getting my. I'm going to tell you just like this on Jesus Lamar Christ. I will be at Walmart with my steel toes on and my helmet, and I dare a try to stop me from walking out that store with my groceries.
My kids have not eaten 5 days. It is the taxpayer's responsibility to take care of my kids.
The men and the women doing it, even the men. It's you want to laugh about it, but it's really not funny. But that's because my America is gone. In the good old days, they weren't paying no food stamp for people and stuff like that. And I remember when I went up to Indiana and a lot of the blacks had moved from the South, because in the South, you had to take care of yourself. It's just the way it is, or was. But up north, they put the blacks all in, like, the projects and things like that. And they took care of the blacks. Food stamps and all that. And it's out of control now. You hear? You got to take care of my kids. And if you don't, I'm going to rob the store. And I dare you to do something about it. What a setup, huh? If ever we need you, Lord, we need you now. What a sad way to live. 888-775-3773. Let me go to New Hampshire and talk to Garrett out of New Hampshire. Garrett, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Excellent. So I got like two points. We'll get through the first one. And if you got time, I know time is of the essence. So we'll get through one and see what time we have left. I was talking with the folks on Punchy TV yesterday about the Israel-Hamas war. And
check out Punchy TV, by the way, that episode Garrett is referring to. You can podcast it from yesterday afternoon. Amazing. Podcast it. Go ahead, Garrett.
Yeah, definitely check out Punchy TV, one of the best shows from this side of heaven.
Amazing.
So I was talking with them, and I had a question for Derek about the way that Israel was responding to Hamas and the way that the Palestine and Israelites, you know, were in the midst of the chaos. And essentially what I had said was not necessarily taking sides, whether it be Israel and Palestine, but taking the side of God and knowing that the truth will out, I guess you would say, that even though I guess I related it to when the America, when America was founded, that the Americans of the time, the founders, didn't subscribe to the British tactics of warfare. So I guess the British said that they disrespected warfare, but I mean, we won. Where are they now? In England, and we're in America. And Derek gave me a great thing to smoke on. He had a very, very great argument back in talking about the Israelites and their response after the ceasefire and some of the attacks that have been made since the ceasefire. And it kind of made me think and, you know, ponder on it. And this is
because I'm tired, Gary, get to your point on question.
Okay, yeah, sorry. Woke up this morning and I ended up reading a little bit of Exodus, and in Exodus, as God was leading the Israelites out of Egypt, there were some that obeyed, there were some that didn't. Those that did not obey were not blessed. Those that did obey were blessed. And after they got to Israel, they set up their nation. If you need me to expand upon that, just ask.
Because of time, Garrett, get to your point or your question.
So do you think that during this war, the truth will out, regardless of who's sitting on top? Palestine, Israel, I think both will win.
Do I think what now?
So in the end of this war, in the end of this battle or anything, do you think that, you know, the truth will out, the Israel and the Palestinians will have a good settlement, in that the good people of that area will take that land work together?
You asked, do I think the truth of what?
Will out. The truth will out. The truth will be just.
And what truth?
The truth of God's truth.
I don't understand that question.
That good will reign supreme, regardless of the outcome of the war.
I don't understand the question. What does that mean?
Because
the truth has nothing to do with this war at all. I don't know what you mean by that.
Essentially, I'm relating it to Exodus, and that as the Israelites were being led out of Egypt, they questioned God, but those that were true to God saw the land.
But what does it have to do with the war with Israel and Palestine?
Not necessarily.
Jay, you remember the call from yesterday?
Yeah, it was the same. He just expressed that he hopes, I think he expressed that he hopes that all will be well in the end. Something like that.
Is that what you're saying, Garrett?
Yeah, essentially, yeah.
Yeah, I hope it would be well, too.
Yeah, do you have any thoughts to expand upon that? I know I'm not exactly the most direct in speaking, but
no, I don't. I mean, if there were truth in this war, if truth was in there, there would be no war. There's a war between Israel and Palestine because there is no truth.
Oh. Okay. Excellent. I think that was a perfect response.
Amazing.
Awesome. Thank you for giving me something to smoke on.
Right on.
Love you guys. Have a great rest of your show.
Appreciate you, Garrett. Thank you. I don't know why anyone thinks that when there's war, there's truth. Yeah, that makes sense to me. But thank you, Garrett. Let me go to the first time caller, Charles out of California. Charlie, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, I'm actually a fan of yours. I think you're a brilliant interviewer. I get a kick out of the people that you talk to, famous people, non-famous people. And anyway, you know, so I was, you know what ChatGTP is, correct? ChatGTP?
No. You asked the wrong person about that. You know what it is,
Hank? It's AI. It's artificial, online.
Okay. Yeah, I heard of AI.
I put your name through AI, and I asked a series of questions. And I
But AI
got
is
question.
A computer. It doesn't know me. What the?
It does. Dude, listen. Here, you want to know how you came up on AI? Can I read it to you?
Yes.
So I said, the question I asked AI was, let me see. First of all, I'm a fan of yours. I'm not trolling you.
Isn't AI like a new computer that the millennials use now?
Yes. You can literally.
And so why is there so much?
AI is bizarre. You
so
can go to AI and say
AI. Hold on, Charlie. Why is there so much thing with AI now? It's not even just a computer.
Because it goes a little bit more deeply than a Google search, and then it summarizes and synthesizes, puts together a bunch of different information that it gets from the internet.
It has its
whether
own.
It's true or false, and whether it's analyzing it and giving you correct info or not. That's what it does.
Amazing.
And so it's handy to get what AI thinks sometimes.
Okay. Charlie.
Can I explain to you?
No, yeah. Not really. Do you have another question? I'm not interested in AI at all.
No, but it says great things about you.
I know, but still, it's just a computer.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Here's the question. Go ahead.
Do you know what I mean? It's just a computer that a human being put information into it, and then it just spewed it out.
I get it. It's all robotical. It's robots. It's mechanical. None of it makes sense. So let me ask you this.
Okay.
I'm a fan of what. So I'm not going to ask you anything stupid. I'm gonna let me think of like an original question to ask you.
All right.
Why do you do your show as a child? Did you want to have like a radio show, a television show? What is your purpose? What are you hoping to get from what you do?
That's a human question. There's some stupid AI thing. I do this show because that's all I seek to do. I don't see anything else to do. And I do it because, so that's why I do it. And I'm not trying to get anything out of it at all. I don't have, it's a good question, Charlie. I do it because that's all I see to do at this point in my life. And I just do it without even thinking about it.
Do you make, first of all, I don't have any money right now, but I'm going to have some money in the next month or two. Maybe I'll throw you $5 or $10. Do you ask for money or do you like say, hey, listen, if you want to give me money, throw me a couple of dollars? Do you do that?
No.
You should do that. You're an interesting person.
People give to the show to help us, to help others. They give to my nonprofit organization. And, that kind of thing is happening.
Hey, can I ask you a question? It's going to sound like, Charlie, don't bring up another black man. Who was that black man that died like a year ago? He was really good at giving relationship advice.
Hold on, Charlie. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah, your phone is all cracking up. Hold on, buddy.
Jesse, you know what? Let me do this. How about you try Charlie one more time here, okay? Go ahead.
Okay. Charlie, it's not your phone. It's on our end. What about the black man that? Oh, hold on, Charlie.
No.
Hold on.
Who was that guy?
Oh, it's still messing up. He's trying to bring up. Charlie, We have a problem with the phones again.
Give him another try.
Charlie, don't bring up another personality. Do you have another question?
Oh, I don't know. Can you hear me?
I can now.
Hey, Jesse, I'm a fan of yours. So, you know, I'm not totally stupid on you. I'm not...
No, I get that, and I totally appreciate it. Thank you.
All right,
buddy. 888-773-7733. 888-77-JESSE. Oh, let me ask. Supers. We got to – just hold on, caller. We got to do something about these phones. Super Chat. Thank you, Charlie.
Jack, over on punchy.tv – no, over on – sorry. Cash App. Even if it takes a lifetime, stay with it. Salute emoji, party emoji, double exclamation mark emojis.
Stay with it. Amazing. Thank you.
Marilyn bought 5 coffees. Thank you for all that you do, Jesse.
I appreciate it. Thanks for your support in helping us to help others.
At this point, just call me Mike. I know it's been a while since Man History Month. During Man History Month, you said that you was going to tell us about your grandfather, but never did. So, for Manhood Hour one day, would you tell some of your little show, take some time of your little show to talk about him?
I will, my little show. I will. Remind me, but I definitely will.
I like some good old stories from when men were men, allegedly.
That's right. Amazing. I will. Thank you.
Kelly. Hi, Jesse. My mom has cancer and months left to live. Today during my visit, she said, we, quote unquote, are all going through this journey together as a family. I responded that only she can go through this.
That's
she got
right.
angry. And said, I don't care. What the? I already forgave her a while ago, so I wasn't affected. Told her I must have misunderstood and changed the subject. But I would like to ask. How would you have responded?
I don't know. I would have to wait and be in that situation so I know how I respond to it. I have no idea. I do hope that I would not get angry at her because she can't see. And you're right. She going through an experience by herself. It had nothing to do with anyone else but her. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Danny. All right, Jesse and the lads. Could one of you see if you could get me a job in ICE? I want to work for Big Daddy Trump. Say it, James. What manner of man is this?
The wind and the sea obeys him. We can't help you with ICE thing. You're going to have to contact ICE. ICE, baby. Amazing. I wish you well.
ALL, thank you for your donation. No message on Super Chat.
Thank you. Amazing.
Marcus G90. Why, Lord? Why?
Why, Lord?
Not America, Lord.
I know. My country's gone. It's sad to see it go, too, but it's gone. Amazing. Thank you.
We'll read the rest later, guys. Thank y'all.
2 more hours to go. Let me take a break here. We got to work on this phone thing, too. I'll be back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news. Back in a moment.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for a few years now. And, you know, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything.
serious, serious mess going on in the world. But one of those messes is not the White House. Notwithstanding the demolition, that's not mess. The mess is them yapping about it and pretending like it's some bad thing. Lord have mercy. Ridiculous. Don't they know Trump is a builder? He makes things beautiful. Nice. In his time. He makes all things beautiful in his time. That's a hymn. That's about God. But anyway, this is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, the 23rd of October, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in, even during hate news, not fake news. And JLP will be right back for the second hour coming up here out of 3 hours a day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 a.m. Pacific here in Los Angeles, 8 to 11 Central Time. Figure it out if you're elsewhere. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. Nice. Comedy Nonsense Network, CNN reports, Tropical Storm Melissa slowly churning in the Caribbean Sea, or Caribbean if you prefer, could soon dump catastrophic flooding in Jamaica, as well as Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Something tells me that Haiti will get it worse than the DR. The Dominican Republic is half the island, but it's the good half of the island. Haiti is the evil half. And they always get the worst judgment from God. And I say that facetiously, meaning I'm kidding around. I disclaim the views expressed on this show do not represent anything. The White House demolition, some so-called Americans are expressing shock and outrage as our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, demolishes the entire East Wing of the white, on the inside, White House to make room for a lavish 90,000-square-foot ballroom, is what I heard it was going to be. The administration has bypassed concerns raised by so-called preservationists and so far stopped short of seeking approval from the commission overseeing the construction on federal buildings. Nice. Trump on Wednesday said the ballroom is expected to cost a measly little $300 million, just piddly chump change, up from a previous estimated $200 million. Suggesting it could be a larger structure than initially planned. The White on the Inside White House on Wednesday released a list of donors for the project, which Trump repeatedly has said is privately funded. Wow. For decades, the East Wing has housed offices of the First Lady, so-called. We do have a real First Lady in office right now, right? And its foyer, I don't know how you pronounce that word, is, I'll have to ask Anchor Baby later. And has been the main point of entry for visitors attending social events and tours. Meanwhile, the National Guard, helping to make America great again, somewhat a dizzying lineup of legal disputes is unfolding in our greatest president Donald J. Trump's push to deploy U.S. troops to Democrat so-called led, crime-ridden, ugly sanctuary, oftentimes so-called cities. Oregon and the state of Oregon and the city of Portland, Oregon, are pushing for an appeals court to reconsider a ruling allowing the federal government to deploy the National Guard over there. The Trump administration, meanwhile, urging the court not to grant the review. The so-called Supreme Court weighing Trump's request to allow the deployment of troops in Chicago. In California, sources told Comedy Nonsense that Trump plans to send federal agents to San Francisco. Frisco. They don't like being called Frisco. As early as San Fran, all right? San Fran. As early as today for a new round of immigration and anti-crime enforcement efforts. Wouldn't that be nice? Cleaning up the cities. There were some more lethal boat strikes, or at least one. The U.S. military conducted strikes this week on two alleged drug smuggling boats in the Pacific, killing all people aboard those vessels. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth announced that the two separate strikes appear to mark an expansion of U.S. military campaign. Seven previous strikes, so that makes nine, I guess, that targeted vessels in the Caribbean Sea. 37 killed so far. I'm James Hake, now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2.
got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's the second hour of the show today. What's going on? We're having phone problems, and it's on our end. And so we're trying to get that taken care of. I'm not sure if it's going to work or not. And so we're going to give it another try. And if it doesn't work, we may have to do replays or something for the next few days. But we'll see. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5377-888-77-JESSE. No biblical question this week. Isn't that amazing? First time in years. No biblical question. Well, you got enough assignments and work, things to do to for those men and women who want to overcome. You got enough to do to remind you to stay present. So just for this week, the assignment for a week is to let it pass. Whatever thoughts and emotions that come to you like that, psychological thoughts and emotions, just watch them. Do nothing about it for a week. Let it pass. You know, you hear a lot of people, when this too shall pass, you won't let it. You fight with evil, thinking that somehow or another you're going to beat it. But anyway, we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you can, if you can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast. But you still can listen as it is happening on your phone. It is possible. It's been made possible. You made it possible for the sun to shine. You made it possible that you can have peace of mind. It's possible. On your phone, you can listen to the show as it is happening while you're moving about. And then you can podcast and you watch more of it later by calling on your phone to 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. But we're going to get to your super chats here. Whether we continue to do the show live or not, today we're going to get to all your super chats. All right. It's Thursday. It is the second hour of the show on Thursday. And every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
I got news for you. We're getting closer to his return. And the closer we get to him, the faster things are going to happen. The faster the healings, the faster the deliverance, the faster.
Glory. White people, y'all ain't got no business acting that way in church. That's black. What the? You supposed to be singing, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus just now. You all supposed to be doing all that hollering. That's the black in you. What the? All emotional. Amazing. Let's give the phones a try. Let me go to first time caller out of Washington. Daniel out of Washington State. You're on the air, Daniel.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going?
All is well.
Amazing.
Thank you, Daniel.
So great talking to you, Jesse. I'm down there at the Portland ICE facility documenting all the craziness right now.
Oh, you're down in Washington now?
I'm down there in Portland right now.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're in Portland.
Well we're documenting the ICE facility.
Yeah, be careful down there, man. The world's on fire. And I know that the government up there in Portland is not on your side. So watch your back.
Thank you.
All right. Amazing. What a mess. Let me go to, thank you. I wish you well, man. Let me go to Tay out of Asia. Tay, you are on the air.
Yo, man, what's up, Jesse?
All is well, Tay.
I had to call you earlier today because our conversation got cut off yesterday. I wanted to continue it today.
Well, we can't go for a long time because the board have a lot of people I want to get to, but go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, so we were talking about the fallen state, and you was telling me that sex isn't a sin, and you were saying that, like, the Bible, like, you know, says it's wrong, but it doesn't say it's a sin, but you told
me... The Bible says what is wrong?
The reason, fornication outside of marriage is wrong, that we shouldn't do it, right?
Fornication is when a couple marry and they do that?
Nah, fornication is when...
What's fornication?
Two people having sex.
Sex outside of marriage.
Oh.
Yeah, so the Bible, you know, that said that if two people they're not married and they fornicate, that it's not pure, and it's it's not that's not how God wants it. Like it's not right.
Did you read it in the Bible?
Yes.
And what you're saying is what you read?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
What
did the Bible say about fornication?
I think the Bible says something about fornicators and others shall not enter the kingdom of heaven or inherit the kingdom of heaven, something like that.
Yeah, it says, I mean, there's multiple verses. I'm not a Bible thumper, but I just need understanding, you know. But like it's in 1 Corinthians chapter 6:18-20, it says God urges believers to flee from sexual immorality.
Let me just read it. Hold on 1 minute. This is from the KJV.
KJV.
King James Bible. For this is the will of God. Even your sanctification, that ye shall abstain from fornication. That's 1 Thessalonians 4:3.
Right.
Thessalonians.
Yeah, yes.
Thessalonians.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's multiple ones, though. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's the Old Testament. New Testament, Thessalonians. Mm-hmm. Okay. Go ahead, buddy. Go ahead.
I mean, it's multiple ones. And I know you said that God isn't judging us, but in Hebrews it says, Hebrews chapter 13:4, it says that God honors marriages and God will judge the sexual immoral and adulterous. Now, I hear the keyboard.
No, you don't.
Yeah, what keyboard?
You didn't hear any keyboard? Nobody's hands anywhere near any keyboard.
We don't have a keyboard. What the?
No, seriously.
That was Jesse adjusting his chair.
Oh, that one hurt?
Maybe.
Pretty sure, because he said it right after all that noise.
I was adjusting my chair here, if anything. But anyway, what's your question about it? Because of time.
Yeah. So I mean, so my question is, to add on, so you said that, the Bible doesn't specifically state that it's a sin, but it's like the context of it. But you said that it's not me doing that, but it's why I'm doing it.
Right.
Basically, me escaping the reality that I'm lost from God, and I'm trying to, and I'm playing God myself. So that's the sin, right?
Yeah. The sin of man is anyone who play God, and any right. man or woman who has anger / resentment or whatever, they judge. And when you're judging, because we don't know what the truth is ourselves, right? But when you're judging, you think you know what's right, so you're playing God. And as long as you play God by judging yourself and other people, you will always be separated from God to be your own God.
Did you say that there is no right or wrong?
Right.
But I hear you say sometimes it's a fight between right or wrong. Either you're right or you're wrong.
There is a spirit of evil, and there's right. a spirit of good. And those two spirits does not like each other at all. They have nothing in common.
Right. So what you mean that there is no right or wrong? You mean it's either good or evil?
It's either good or evil.
So there is no right or wrong?
No.
Okay. No
human being of themselves know what good is or evil at all. They have no clue of what good is or what evil is. But because of when you're angry like that, you think you know what good is and what evil is, and you don't. That's why you got to overcome thinking.
Right. And my last question is, so what if I'm 100% fully aware and I'm fully conscious, right, of what I'm doing? Like, say if I'm having sex out of wedlock, or it doesn't have to be specifically that, or it could be something else. But let's just use that for example. If I'm fully aware of what I'm doing in the moment, right, and I'm conscious and I'm not angry, but I'm doing it just because I want to experience it, and I'm fully aware. And it's not like I'm doing it 1,000 times, but if I have enough self-control and I'm conscious and just do it one time, and I'm not playing God because I'm fully conscious aware, and I'm not saying that would I be wrong if I did that, if I'm fully aware and I'm not angry? Does that make sense?
Well, if you're doing it, you're not aware. The reason you are doing it because you aren't aware.
What? I mean, I understand what you're saying. So,
what am I saying?
I know what you're saying. Because when you go unconscious, you're saying that I wouldn't do it because I went unconscious when I did. If I was aware, I wouldn't do it.
You're conscious. You couldn't do it. You wouldn't do it if you're conscious. You only do things like that when you're unconscious. You're asleep. It's not even possible to do it if you're conscious.
So you saying I can't be aware when I'm doing something?
No.
Well, could I still be aware, but I don't get as much as a thrill from it?
No.
So sometimes, right, I recall you telling someone, you said, if you do something, right, like if you, like, having sex out of wedlock or something, like, don't fight it, but just be aware of yourself doing it and knowing that it's something that's driving you.
Right.
Right. So you still aware?
No. Because being aware, Tay, is going to take away, you're going to be able to resist temptation. That's why I encourage people not to forget to be aware, to be present.
Mm.
Because if you're not present, you're asleep.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. I got it. I'm just, you know, I like the challenge, man, you know, but not just because of that, but for my understanding, too. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
You heard what I said?
You said you like the challenge, right?
Yeah, and I also like to get an understanding on my end, too.
And why do you want, like, challenges?
Well, it's not really like to challenge you. Like, it's just like some of the things like you say. Like, I just want to like challenge what you say because I want you to like because sometimes in your videos like you don't like go deep into it, and so I just like for you to go deeper into it, not like okay. challenge. Like, yeah, not like I'm saying. Like, yeah.
I want you to know because of time, I want you to know that there is no you.
Bruh.
Do you realize I know. That?
Well, yeah, man, but this journey, bruh, it's just like I've been doing the silent prayer, I've been taking it very seriously. And I mean, put it like this, like, even when we think, because I know the thoughts, it's hard, bruh, like, I ain't gonna lie, because I've been doing it my whole life. And I mean, it's so important to be present. And,
Yeah.
But when we think that it's not like working out or we not growing or something, like it's God is working it out. Like we growing spiritually as long as we deciding to work on ourselves every day. I mean, and like you said, like we just got to stick with it. Because if we don't stick with it, we gonna drift away.
Right. You practice staying present. Never. Don't
sometimes
forget
I feel
to,
like.
Go ahead.
Sometimes I feel like that it ain't working, but that's the devil lie, and so I just stick with it, and I can see clearer. Like some days is better than others, but I just listen to the thoughts. One day I might see very very clear. Like I have no thoughts, and then I get tempted, you know. Like, but he might leave me alone for a couple of hours, and then you know what I'm saying.
I do. Let me tell you this. Do you want to be done with this and be free from it right
bruh,
now?
Yes, man. I'm hell yeah, bro. I'm trying, man. I'm telling you, I want this, man. I can.
Here's what you do: never think of you again, and never want it to be over. Don't want it to be over, and never think of you. You'll be free.
Never think of you again and never want it to be over.
Right. Stop
bruh.
Watching for
it's
it.
Like, bro, it's so deceiving, man. The devil's so deceiving,
he
man.
Is.
Like, it's because it sounds like you in your head. You know what I'm saying?
I do. Hold on, Tay. Let me take a quick break, folks. I'll be right back. Amazing. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought... because you're not your thoughts. If you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. All right. right, folks. Welcome back. So far, the falls are hanging in there, so we're going to try to keep it going as long as the fall on our end. It's not your falls this time. A couple announcements. For personal shout-outs, I would do them for you. Birthdays, wedding shout-out, anniversary shout-out, congratulations shout-out, encouragement shout-out, whatever the shout-out is, go to Cameo, Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And check out our merch, folks. Amazing merch. I was just having some punchy coffee earlier before the phone messed up. Amazing Punchy's coffee mugs and t-shirts and sweatshirts, hoodies, and just everything. And every dime we get goes back into doing the work that we do here. So I do appreciate it. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. Amazing book. You see my books up there? From Rage to Responsibility, my first book. And Scam, the second book, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America. The Seven Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual Family Success Guide. A little small pocket guide, amazing guide. And then The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And just kind of wrap it all up and bring it home to you. And I will sign them. So go to jesseleepeterson.shop. Or rebuildingdemand.com/stores. Rebuildingdemand.com/stores. Okay, that's right. Everything is there, and I appreciate it. And the year is winding down, so make sure you donate to my nonprofit for tax deductible. And you can help, and you're helping us to help others. Rebuildingdemand.com/donate. Let me go quickly back to Tay. Tay.
Yo, I'm still here, man.
Okay, any question about that? And then I got to run.
All right. Yeah, I do have one.
So I told you, if you want to be free, don't ever think of you again, and don't ever want to be out. Don't say, I want it to be over. I want it to be out. Stop wanting, and you'll be free.
Okay. Right. You need to wear that shirt every day because of time.
What shirt?
Because of time.
Oh, wear the shirt that says because of time?
Yeah, you need to wear it every day.
Amazing. Well, you stay with the silent prayer and just watch the practice being present and let all thoughts go, and you'll be fine.
All right.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Appreciate you.
All right. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Troy out of Minnesota. Troy, you are on the air.
Jesse, you're the greatest black man ever.
Amazing. I hear noise in the background.
Oh, sorry. Let me get a little away from that. I'm just out on a walk right now. Is this better?
Okay, let's give it a try. Go ahead.
Jesse, I was curious. We talked last week. I know you said never ask a black man if he remembers, but
right.
when I work at the airport and I see women bringing dogs through a lot,
yeah,
is that a sign of a feminine society bringing their animals through everywhere?
It's a sign of people who have not learned how to deal with human beings. And so now they get a false identity, a false love to dog. They're giving a false love to dogs, animals, whatever it may be. Or they think that the animal is loving them, so because they don't know how to deal with human beings.
Oh, so they haven't been able to connect with humans. They have to choose the animal?
Yes.
Mm. Okay. Because, yeah, I mean, I say it's like 65%, 70% of the dogs I see through, it's usually with women. Sometimes it is men. But would you say women have a harder time being alone then?
100%. Because women lives in their imagination and emotions. And in their imagination, emotion is nothing but hell. There is no peace there. And so they just don't know what to do with themselves. They're trying to find peace. And they think that when they know they're not finding it in their emotions and thoughts and emotions, imagination, so they're trying to find it in animals.
Do you think it kind of imitates having a family when they have that animal there?
No.
No, it doesn't.
Even though they said, it's my baby, it's my child, they're lying to themselves because it's an animal. It's not their child. It's not their baby. They never had a dog or a cat. It didn't come out of them. So they make up lies.
So it's their way of dealing with their hell? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's their way of thinking that they're dealing with hell, not understanding that this false love for animal is keeping them in hell because they are not overcoming their hell at all.
Do you feel that same way with the people that wear masks everywhere now? Is that they're still living in hell and they can't figure a way out?
They wear masks, you say?
Yeah, with the COVID mask, even though that was a gigantic left-wing lie.
Oh, I never really think about people wearing masks because I know that some people, when the Chinese virus thing was, quote unquote, happening, the people were forced to wear the mask, and I know that now there are people who are afraid to take them off because they think diseases are everywhere, so they do have that fear. But nowadays, I don't know why people wear masks. They got so many reasons. They may want to rob or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really put any thought into that.
Because I call it Satan's leash. It's their way of saying, I mean, that to me, not always, but I always think of it as like that's somebody that's brainwashed by Satan. Because if they're still wearing that, that means that they have a lot of fear and they don't think that God's going to take care of them.
Do you meet people who say they're afraid to take it off because of diseases, because of the Chinese thing?
I don't ask them. I'm not in. I work, like I said, I work for the airport, and it's just not my place to do that. I was just kind of wondering what you think of that.
Yeah, I know that I've heard from some people over the years that they believe the Chinese virus here is this, or they're going to catch some type of disease out there if they take it off. And I know how the mind works, so I know they're believed into another thought. And so, and once you believe a lie like that, you have to want to disbelieve that lie in order to overcome it. Thank you, Troy.
Can I ask you one more quick question?
Yes, sir.
Dennis Prager said that the two things that men need to overcome are their sexual and violent nature, and women need to overcome their controlling and emotional nature. Do you agree with that? And then do you think that the mask is tied into that control aspect?
Well, I do know that the last two things that men have to overcome is sex and food. I do know that. Now, I don't know if the women are wearing masks because they're trying to control. I just think that, as you just said, a lot of them are still stuck in the fear of catching a disease, the Chinese virus or something. But I don't know about anything else.
Okay. Well, like I said, Jesse, the greatest black man ever, and I'll keep calling.
You stay with us, stay with us, stay with it.
God bless you. Yeah.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Jennifer out of Ohio. Jennifer, you are on the air.
Good morning to the great Black Hope. Thank you for doing what you do.
Right on. You're welcome. Thank you, Jennifer.
Sir, I've been doing the silent prayer for 2 months, and, I'm having a tough time. I have a question about discipline. I've got two grandchildren that I take care of. Well, my son is at work all day, and I also live in the house, but when he gets home, he's the father, and I always default to whatever he's going to do because he's the father of the home.
Right.
The children's mother is an addict and has been in and out of jail. And now the school is calling me. I have a grandson who's 5 and a granddaughter who's 8. And the school keeps calling me, telling me that my grandson is acting out in school. And And he's only done a couple things, like he gets upset that somebody takes something and he goes, "Arr!" They said he's making animal noises. And now they want him to go to counseling. And my thing is when I was a young kid, Jesse, I sat in order. We all sat silent in order, oldest to youngest, next to my father and mother. We did not speak until we were spoken to. We got spankings if we were bad. My parents didn't beat us, but we acted proper. We've lost all of that. And now giving discipline is kind of a lost or strange thing. Like my son doesn't know what to do. And I just feel lost, you know?
When you say your son doesn't know what to do, about what?
He's not, he comes, his father was very verbally abusive, not really, he would shame my sons a lot. And so my sons don't want to repeat their father's behavior. And so now they kind of hold, my son holds back on his discipline. He keeps giving my grandson chance after chance after chance. And he just doesn't know what he can do and what he can't do. And I'm just assuming this because he's not doing what I tell him works with children, which is you tell them what to do. And if they don't do it, you don't allow them to keep doing it and keep telling them. You tell them once, and if they don't do it, they go to their room. There's consequences. They either lose their privileges. But he keeps giving them chances, and I think it's fear out of what might happen if the school hears that he spanks his kids, or, you know, it's just a tough spot to him, for him to be in, because back in the 80s, they started that, oh, boys get too much attention in school and girls don't get enough and there should be no spanking and there should be a little ribbon for everything. And I think it's confusing to kids in their 30s now. And so my son doesn't want to hear.
Your question for me is what?
My question for you is, how do we find, or where do we find a place or that helps him know that it's okay to discipline your children, that it's okay to give a spanking, that it's okay, especially with the world the way it is today and everybody just wants to sit down and talk to you and give you another, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just confused.
I would suggest you can't make your son do this, but tell him, and I would need to talk to him so I can understand how he's really thinking and feeling, but tell him he need to forgive you for turning him away from his father, and to forgive his father for taking out his aggression on him that he had for you, because the father was upset that the kids have become like you. So tell him he needs to forgive you and his father so that he can see clearly how to raise his children. But unless he forgive you for turning him away from his father, he's not going to see clearly because he doesn't have love. He won't see by the light of love how to raise his children.
I appreciate that. And like I said, I've been listening to you since I found you a few months ago, and it's brilliant. And I have shared that with both of my sons, who are both in their early 30s. And I went to both of them and I said, when you're ready, I want you to forgive me. And I'm working on forgiving myself for not knowing any better. And they were both very, very receptive to that, Jesse. They both said, Mom, we do. We understand. And so I know that we've crossed that little hurdle.
Did you tell them that you turned them away from their father?
I did not do that.
We haven't. The father was upset because dealing with them was like dealing with you. They have identified with you. And so he was dealing with them. It's the same spirit that was in you. The father didn't know how to handle it.
Their father was beaten really bad when he was a child. And so when I was only 22, he took my two children and left the state with them, went to Maine, put out an ad in the newspaper that said these kids have been abandoned by their mother, and they had 30 days to contest it. And that's how we got custody of my two children. Then I didn't hear anything. I couldn't find them for over a year. So I didn't keep my children from their father. He took them to prevent them from ever being around another man. And I am just, in the last 6 years been on this side of the country with them every day. So we are healing, but I in no way tried to keep him from his father. I want them to have a man in their life.
Why are you near them? Why don't you go away from them and let them have their own life?
He doesn't really have anybody to watch the kids, and he works all day. I would like to have my own life back.
If he didn't have you around, he would find a way to have someone watch over his children. But he doesn't have to work on that because he got you there.
So I don't want to be that person that stays in my son's life. I want them to have their own lives.
So why don't you leave?
That's a good question. I feel like I'm abandoning him.
But he's a grown man.
Time of need.
You can't abandon him. He's a grown man. If you, God forbid, but if you were expired already, if you were dead, what would he do then?
Yeah. And I don't want to be...
No, that was a question.
I don't know.
What would he do if you were dead?
He would keep on keeping on, Jesse.
So why don't you do that while you're alive? Go away and let him figure out his own life and his children's life.
Yes, sir.
No, I'm asking, that was a question.
No, I mean, I'm answering it by saying, yes, sir, of course. Like, I shouldn't be here, and I feel guilty every day. I really do, that I'm here having to help him, but I keep my mouth shut, and I just stay consistent with the kids when I'm with them, and then when he's home, I give him...
If you feel guilty, why have you already left? Guilt means that something's wrong with you, inside of you. Why have you left already if you felt guilty about it?
I feel like I'd be abandoning him in his time of need.
If you were dead, how would you meet his in time of need?
Well, I mean, that would just be what it is, right?
Why don't you live that way then?
Fear, I suppose.
Fear of what?
Fear of hurting them.
You're hurting them by babying them. They're adult men.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's weird is that I called about I'm so confused with the school system. And, my son and I were talking about this morning, and I said, son, any of the issues that are popping up in places like that come from the home. So we've got to figure out what's going on here, you know, And of course, I call you to talk about the school, and you, of course, being the amazing man you are, remind me that it's all stemming from the home.
Yeah.
And Jesse, I just want to help him. Like, he asked me to move here and help him, and it took me 3 months to say, okay, I will do that. And
but you can't help him. You're in the way of him finding true help.
Okay. I'm going to work on that, just getting out of the house and take the ramifications of that, because I know that he's going to be very, very angry. But I know that it's what's best for him. I know that.
So a grown man going to be angry that mama leaving?
Well, he's not angry that mama's leaving. He's angry that the person that he trusts to watch his children is always there while he works 12 to 14 hours a day doing concrete. So he doesn't really trust anybody else. Like, he's got his baby mama family, but they are all also recovering addicts, and they just don't kind of give the same. He just likes the safety of his mama being here watching his kids. It wouldn't be that he was missing his mama. It would be that he was missing the safety net of having the person that he trusts is watching his kids.
So why would he get angry if you laugh? I mean, he would just find a way to get it done.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things about his generation and the next generation coming up, is that they're not as good problem solvers, I feel like, our generations were. we were kind of forced to be problem solvers, and nowadays we just hope the problem gets solved by somebody else.
But he's never going to be able to solve his problem as long as you're the welfare taking care of you, the government. You're in the way of him figuring out life.
Yeah. And I don't want to be a problem. I wanted to be helpful to him in his time of need. And it has to come to an end. I've given up enough of my time. And now I'm starting to get frustrated with him that he doesn't participate more. And he doesn't participate more because, well, he just knows I'll go in and do whatever needs to be done.
How old is he?
He's 33.
It reminded me of we played a sound by earlier of people who are receiving government money to take care of their own family. And now the government is shut down and these people can't get money, free money. They mad at the government. They said, I'm going to go steal. There's going to be a war and I'm going to steal. Instead of saying, you know what, that's fine. I get my own job and take care of myself. It's not in their nature to do it. And by you being in the way of your son, the same thing is happening to him. Because there is a way to overcome all things, but if he's not looking within himself because you're there, he doesn't have to, he's not going to find a way to do it. And there are more ways than having to deal with, and based on what you're saying, of a drug addict family, I don't know if that's true or not, but based on what you said, there are other ways to raise his children. But he won't do it because you're in the way. You're the EBT card.
Yeah, and I don't want to be a crutch, you know. I mean,
let him suffer then.
Yes, sir.
Do you disagree with that?
No, I do not in any way. I mean, I know that that's the best. I do, Jesse.
Yeah, well, love him enough to get out of his way and let him find his way.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you. Thank you for doing what you do, and I love you very much.
Thank you. You stay with, work on you, and you'll have an amazing life as well, all right?
Thank you, Jesse.
All right. Bye now. I got to take another break. When I come back, one more hour to go. Baba Thumper Thursday, 888-77-JESSE. Quick break, hate news and not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
An update on that Louvre heist. The Louvre. It looks like Louvre. The Louvre heist. And Russia. Who cares? Kind of. You know, it's terrible. But anyway, the Russian sanctions too. Trump doing more sanctions, I guess, on Russia. Exciting stuff, I suppose. I don't know. And King Charles, he prayed with Pope Leo. I'm chuckling. It's the first time in 500 years. It's notable, I guess. And phonies, right? Probably. Seems like. And Suzanne A.I. Summers, did you hear about that? Her widower, they were married, Suzanne Summers and her husband were married for 55 years, and she was like a health and fitness gal, but she died at like the tender age of 76 years old just a couple of years ago. She was an actress and something or other. She was in Three's Company. That was a somewhat okay show,
at least for me as a kid. I don't know. Probably kind of degenerate, actually. But anyway, it was supposedly her idea or their idea to do a Suzanne AI. So now there's an AI of her, even though she's been dead for 2 years. Terrible. Anyway, the NCAA, NC2A, letting you go pro, you college athletes, if you're in the NCAA. And Trump had floated the idea. This is kind of older news, a day or two ago, probably a couple of days ago, it feels like. Argentine beef. Some of the American beef farmers are taking umbrage, I guess. But Trump floated the idea of bringing in Argentinian beef. I don't know what the proper adjective is. Anyway, Cuomo and Zohran and Sliwa. Actually, Mamdani is the name. They had a second debate the other night, I guess, yesterday or something. And there's the second and, I guess, final debate running for mayor of New York City. I heard that Trump said that privately that Zohran Mamdani cannot be beat, cannot be beaten, at least not in New York. Cuomo is not a good candidate, apparently. And, of course, neither is Curtis Sliwa, although shout out to him. Anyway, this is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's a whole lot of mess in the world. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during fake news, not fake news. All right? And the third hour is coming up, right up on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. We'll get to more of your calls and super chats, all right? And also more great stories. But it is fake news, not fake news. As Jesse mentioned earlier this show, catch the Punchy TV. Let us know what you think. All right? And try to be clear. If you have criticisms or praise, let us know what about. Nice. Because sometimes we don't understand your chats or comments or whatever. Anyway, Punchy TV on YouTube, as well as audio podcasts, Apple, Spotify, and other platforms. Very cool. And then, of course, after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show today, the Hake Report. And then American Anchor Baby. Nice. Experts warn $100 million worth of jewelry taken from the Louvre in a brazen daytime heist over there in France. It's an old museum, likely to be dismantled for its precious gems and metals, destroying artifacts dating back to the Napoleonic era. That's when Napoleon was around, I think. As investigators search for the jewels and the thieves, museum's director revealed no security cameras were monitoring the second floor balcony where the suspects entered the museum, the Louvre. It's like the museum of the world. Okay, there's no other museum that tops the Louvre, in my mind. Not that I know much, but it feels like that is the top museum ever. Anyway, I don't know. The place itself is an artifact, the Louvre. And it's been around a long time, I think. Could be wrong. Russian sanctions. The Trump administration Wednesday imposed sanctions on Russia's two largest oil companies, calling on Moscow to an immediate ceasefire with the Ukraine. So Trump had canceled an anticipated meeting with Putin. You may have heard about that. For weeks, Trump signaled he could impose penalties against Russia for its continuation of the war, but hadn't taken major punitive measures till yesterday, Wednesday. So a bunch of oil couple of oil companies and a bunch of subsidiaries under a problem. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. It's Thursday already. We just had a Thursday. What the? But it's Thursday again, and you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. No biblical questions, but an assignment to just whatever thrill that hit you, whatever pain you get, whether good or bad, let it pass through. Get to know yourself, all right? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around and you just can't sit and watch the show, you podcast, you can podcast. But you can also listen on your phone by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. The last hour of the show on Thursday. And we take all calls, but every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord!
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
President Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The Pope is a church. If you don't. They call him the Holy Father. Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why?
The Pope is like, what the?
Why George go?
Holy mackerel. I can't believe you people follow a man. No such thing as hero. No human being can save you. Earth is not heaven. And human beings are not God. A man not God. Amazing, huh? You got to look within. Know thyself. Know yourself. Once you get to really pay, men and women, once you really pay attention to what's happening in you, it gonna blow your mind. It's I shake my head at this sometimes. I'm like, I didn't know this. I'm like, what the? You are asleep and don't know it. You don't know that you're asleep. Really, you don't know it. Another thing I realized, too, that's so deep, you can't make yourself believe this, even if you try it. There is no you. There is no you to think about. There is no you to worry about. There's no you to figure out. There is no you. And as I was saying to Tay from Asia, you want to be free? You could be free right now. At the blinking of an eye. There's no you. And if you want to be free, never think about you again. And never want to be out. You want it to be over. Never think about that. Never say that. I want to be out. I want this to be over. Never say it. Watch what happens. It's going to blow your mind. There's no you. And all your life, all my life, you've been thinking that there's a you. I'm afraid. I'm sad. I'm going to get revenge. I'm jealous. Oh, you're jealous of me. you think there's somebody there that someone else can be jealous of. There is no you. It's all an illusion. It's all an illusion. There's no drug addict. There's no alcoholic. There's no whatever you want to name yourself. I can go on and on, but my point is, once you give up, there's nothing you can do about the illusion but to overcome it. And that's why you're so evil and cruel to one another. And you get thrills. Your whole life is about thrills. You get a thrill thinking that you're hurting somebody. You roam the earth and go. You look in the family department. You look somewhere to find somebody to get a thrill from. To think that you're hurting them. And you're really hurting yourself. Because you're in your own world, but you don't know it. What you're doing to others, you're really doing it to yourself. Really. When you judge others, you're judging yourself. What the? What do you think about, it's Bible Thumper Thursday, right? I really want to know, I want to hear from you about this, if you don't mind. I hope you don't mind, you look like a friend of mine. Amazing. Please pardon me. What do you think about this pastor? I mean, your opinion, don't judge him. But what your opinion about what this pastor is doing from New York Post? A Detroit pastor is under fire for ridiculing a worshiper who attempted to give $1,200 to the church instead of $2,000. The pastor is like, what the? I asked you for $2,000. You only going to give me $1,200? What the? What do you think about this from X?
I, Roberta McCoy, giving faith and stand in unity with the vision of Perfecting Church of sowing this seed of $1,000 plus $235 and receiving the blessings to come to all that participated.
Now, that's only $1,200.
Yes.
Y'all not listening to what I'm saying. If you have $1,000 plus $1,000.
Okay. Well, right. I'm going to work on the other $800.
Well, that ain't what I asked you to do.
He asked you for $2,000. You gonna give him $1,200? What do you think about that? Really, just your first thought on that. What's your first thought? What do you think about that, Anchor Babe? Have you seen that?
I had not.
What do you think about it? If you don't mind.
First thoughts? I mean, just negative thoughts. I'm judging them. You told me not to.
Oh, I shouldn't have said it, don't you? Mm-hmm. I want to hear the judges, too. Amazing.
But, yeah, it's a little, what's the word? It doesn't look right.
This man is not grateful for, God said to give what you can. And this poor lady, she should give him $1,200, and now she's like, I have to work on the other $800. Well, that's not what I told you to do. He must not have read 2 Corinthians 9:7. Each one should give as much as he has decided on his own initiative. Not been some pastor tell you that. What the? Not reluctant or under compulsion. For God loves a cheerful giver. You should give what you want to give. Not because some pastor said, give me $2,000, you give me $1,200, now you're like, what the? Amazing, huh? Here's something else I don't understand. Well, I understood the one about the pastor carrying all that, but I don't understand. Nick, my computer went out thing. I don't understand my computer blank to whatever. I don't understand this situation. And I was reading, I started reading this magazine I got in the mail recently, and it was talking about all these India people from India that are now in our country, and they are starting to run things in our country. And look like the India people from India are more welcome than any other race. And so I don't understand that. And so the other day, the great white hope, Donald Trump, some people call him amazing. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Some people call him king. Some people call him daddy. I call him the great white hope. According to NDTV World, U.S. President Donald Trump participated in a Diwali celebration at the White House on Tuesday and extended his warm greeting to the people of India, Americans, on the occasion. Watch this from X.
Would you like to come to the light?
Yes, if you want. Thank you all. Thank you.
That happened in India, in America. How come the India people are welcome here like this? And this is from the China Daily. Diwali, the Hindu festival of lights, making the triumph of light over darkness, good over evil, and knowledge of ignorance. The knowledge of over ignorance. I don't know what all that means, but here it is from CBS News.
You probably know Diwali is the Festival of Lights, but I want to share a little bit more about what this really means. So Diwali symbolizes the triumph of good over evil, of light over darkness, but it also marks the start of a new fiscal year in India. So here's what we do. Typically, you clean your homes, you pray for prosperity and good fortune. And if you're wondering how we celebrate, well, it's kind of sensory overload. We have some sweets with our family. You light fireworks, as you see there. You decorate your home with these little diyas, those diyas there. So they're basically small little clay lamps or candles. And then you hang flower garlands in your home.
So I'm okay with them celebrating that stuff, but in their own country. When you're in America, you're a Christian. And so why is this happening in my country? Why? And according to NDTV World, during the initial remarks, the U.S. president praised the prime minister, calling him a great person and a great friend. Watch this.
Americans, let me also extend our warmest wishes to the people of India. I just spoke to your prime minister today. We had a great conversation. You know, we talk about trade. We talk about a lot of things, but mostly the world of trade. He's very interested in that.
Oh, so the president liking him because the president love making deals. Maybe that's what it is. And But I still don't know why you celebrated Diwali in our White House. And that much deals in the world. Hake is telling me that they're in his administration as well. I told you, my country's gone. They are now celebrating Diwali in a Christian nation. Can we go over there and celebrate Christianity? Maybe the president said he liked this guy because of the deals that they do, so they kind of kissing up at him. If ever, it's Bible Thumper Thursday. We needed you, Lord. We need you now. What do y'all think about all that? My producer said Trump is following in the footsteps of Biden and Obama, who also celebrated Diwali at the Oval Office. But why, though? I just don't know why. Let them celebrate Diwali over there. What are they doing over here when they need it over there? Why? Let me go to Joel out of Massachusetts. Joel, you're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Good morning.
Good morning, Joel.
A couple quick things. A wise old man told me once, be brief or brilliant, so I'll be brief.
Go ahead.
So, real quick, I was listening to you yesterday with Mimi and Tony, and I know Tony's not listening. And just a couple weeks ago, they did a raid on a Hyundai plant in Georgia and deported 480 immigrants. Now, there's 480 jobs available in Georgia at the Hyundai plant making cars right there.
That's a good point, Tony. Right
on. I was thinking about that yesterday. He's creating so many jobs by getting... I was in construction my whole life, and it was inundated with immigrants at the end of my career. But anyway.
But there are jobs out there, George. Just that Tony repeats what he hears. The liberal media says, and he doesn't think for himself at all. He's not an individual thinker, and so he's just saying what the media says.
Yeah, exactly. I see it in my daughter. She's kind of on that train.
And whatever Trump does, no matter how successful he's at it, they're going to say he's not doing it, it's not working, it's not this. And so, again, I'm repeating myself, but all the things that Tony is doing is repeating what they said. That's all.
Oh, it's amazing. And real quick, a couple few days ago, there was an Indian truck driver, illegal in America, driving down the highway in an 18-wheeler, and he just killed three more Americans.
Where did that happen? In Florida somewhere? Where did that happen?
It was October 23rd. And his name was Jashan Spreet Singh in California.
Oh, okay.
And I think
today is the 23rd, isn't it?
I'm sorry. That's when the article came out. Yeah, no, this was...
That story, and I don't know if it's the same story or not, but I do remember we reported on it. Where some guy was driving down the freeway, and he didn't speak English, or something like that, and he tried to make a. Not saying the right story, but he tried to make a U-turn, and some people winded up dead, or something happened.
Oh, this is the next one.
And I believe it was an illegal Indian guy.
Not to interrupt you, this is the second. This has happened. This has just happened.
But not today, though, because today is the 23rd.
Yeah, the article came out on the 23rd.
Oh, okay.
I'm reading that. I was reading. This happened a few days ago.
Nice. Okay.
And real quick, when can I get my Because of Time t-shirt?
It's on the way.
All right. I can't wait. Thanks. God bless.
That's an amazing idea. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye, buddy. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Canada and talk to... Is it Ari? Ari.
Ari from Canada, yes.
Ari, you're on the air.
Okay, cool. Oh, yeah, I got two things now. I was listening. I had one thing earlier. Now we said about the Hindus in, or the Indian people in North America.
Yes.
I got something about that, too. But the first thing was, I believe you said, like, in the beginning, you said, or not the beginning, a few minutes ago, you said that God can't be human, or God can't be, is not inside you.
I said
What did you mean by that?
I said that God, man is not God, and earth is not heaven.
Man is not God, and earth is not heaven. So I got a question for you, like, if it makes any sense. For example, like, they say, like, I guess in the Bible it says, God, he made human in his image, or he made us in his image.
Yes.
Right? So my question then for that is, if a human can't have God, can't be God, does that also mean he can't, or God can't be in him as well?
God can be in you, but you are not God.
Okay. I get that. And so then what would you think then, like, you know, when he says God made humans in his image, then, like, you know, for instance, like, let's say, example, a sock, right? A sock was made in the image of foot, but the sock is like, what? It's like useless if the foot, it doesn't fill it, right?
You say what was made in the image of a foot?
A sock, for example, I'm just giving an example, right? A sock, yeah. Like,
oh,
you know, maybe,
okay.
Right, so it was made in the image of a foot.
Right.
Right, for the foot to fill it. So if we were made in the image of God, wouldn't he be filling, wouldn't the spirit of God be filling, like, wouldn't we kind of be God if he's filling his spirit within us?
But if he's filling you with his spirit, why would you be a God?
You're not a God. We'd be part of God, though.
You'd be part of him, yeah, but you wouldn't be God.
No, of course not. No.
Right, absolutely. And a sock made for the foot. You put the sock on, doesn't mean that the foot is the sock. The foot is still the foot. The sock is the sock.
But the sock is useless without the foot. The foot can still work without the sock.
Right. Just like human beings are useless without God.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And then also for the, what you're concerned about the bunch of, I guess, the Indian people coming to North America, or America, it's been like that in Canada, man. We got more Hindu temples than we got schools in Canada.
And why?
I don't know. Canada's been very open with a lot of countries, especially with the East Indians. But then they came here, everything was fine, everything was okay. But I don't know. I think it's like an underground union, man. I really do. Like, I think they bring these people, these kids here. They go to school here. They work here. But the work pays for the school. I don't know. It's there's a lot of, I can't explain it. I don't know how it got so mass like this. Right? In Canada, there's this place called, in Surrey. So Scott Road, you walk into a plaza. You think it's a mall plaza, right, Jesse? And once you walk in, they got little India there, like literally from a news radio station to medical to stores to clothing to apparel to jewelry to whatever, you name it, insurance, but all in their culture, their language, the buildings, everything.
But
right?
why it seems as though the Indians are more invited to these countries than Mexicans or anyone else? What is it about the Indian that... It seemed to be okay with them being in the country. Like your country and my country, why do they let these people come in?
I personally believe maybe it's whoever was behind you know, the pen and the paper, right? It could be two diplomats, one from India, one from Vancouver, or Canada, North America. Like, there's got to be some sort of deal that one of our politicians said, okay, fine, bring all your people. Because there's no way, there's no other way it happened, like, right under our noses. And for America, if it's just starting, I mean, within half a year, there's been two vehicular homicides with the semi trucks, right? And in Canada, what they did is they took the whole logistic business, though, right? They come here and they, yeah, like you said, they don't speak English. They're probably under another a visa's name, so you know, five people can be using the same visa, right?
I had heard that the Indian people are smart, like computer people, and so I'm wondering if that's why they want them in this country, because they're supposed to be smart.
Well, you can be smart what you want, but the work ethic isn't there.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, well, in Canada, the majority of fast food and services, customer service, they're all, you know, Tim Hortons, for instance, was a Canadian company, a coffee shop and whatnot, named after a hockey player. And then I guess Burger King bought it, and then now it's, you know, franchised by all Indian people, right? And then they bring their kids, their students from India to fill our positions. And then,
so you said, you know, because of time, you said the Indians don't have a work ethic, but you're telling me all the work.
They get put in the positions, but because of that, we got lower production. Because of that, you know, They don't have a problem working. Fine. They want to fill a position because they got to pay back, maybe, let's say, the school, whatever they're here for.
Right, you know, but they don't have a work ethic problem, right?
No, they don't care about customer service. They don't hold merit when it comes to work. They're just a body, right? They'd be like the use of stock, for instance.
Maybe
mentally, you know, with numbers, but like with socially, they're not really that, you know, I don't know.
All right.
You know, thank like, you, they're not social smart, but yeah.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Jesse, you're going.
All right, buddy. 888-77-JESSE. Super, super. Super, super, super. Super, super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat. Super chat. Amazing. I had to wait for Hate to get in here. He is here now. And wearing an amazing shirt. All thoughts are all lies. All the time.
And it's a size large that I'm wearing.
Designed by the American Anchor Baby.
That's right. And am I growing into it?
Yeah, you are.
All right.
Are you uncomfortable with that size shirt on or something?
Sometimes. Well, no, actually, the other size is getting more uncomfortable.
You look like a grown-up in that one.
Thanks. Jesse looks like Frozone with that amazing shirt yourself.
What's Frozone?
I don't know.
Thank you.
I don't watch movies. It sounds like a movie reference, maybe. Cool sunglasses emoji.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marcus. Eugene Five Coffees. Good morning, Jesse and crew. What does Donald Trump has to say? Thank you for speaking the truth.
Let me find out.
And yes, together, we will make America great again.
That's
amazing,
right.
Amazing, huh? And they call him king. Back in a moment.
We'll read the thingy. We're opening the treasure chest.
Oh, yeah. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and stretched off on pews.net. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Oh, oh. Amazing grace. Oh, how sweet the sound. Oh, the Lord gave me. I was. Oh, well, Lord. But now I'm found. Oh, welcome back. 888-7753-773.
Can I get an amen?
Amen. 888-77-JESSE. And quick announcement. The Hake Report is coming up right at the top of this hour at 9 a.m. The Hake Report. .com. And after the Hake Report, a brand new episode of the Fallen State .tv, my guest, I enjoyed talking to him. He was funny, interesting, Jimmy Dore. And Jimmy Dore is a stand-up comedian, political commentator, and the host of The Jimmy Dore Door Show. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
So do you love God?
If a gun to my head, I would say yes.
You need a gun to your head to say that?
You already did it. You already got me quartered.
Have you ever done a show and nobody laughed?
Yes.
What'd that feel like?
Feels like just another day.
Were women created to lead or to follow?
I think they should just shut up.
I do too.
This isn't the hot seat? Holy s***.
I didn't realize how funny Jimmy is. Amazing. Support the Fallen State right there on the YouTube channel by becoming a member of fallenstate.tv. And then jesseleepeterson.com, jesseleepeterson.locals.com. You can support her there. And that's today. And then after that, the American Anchor Baby. Are you flying today, Anchor Baby?
You mean tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, today is Thursday. Yes, it feels like Friday. What the?
It sure do.
So that's tomorrow for the Fallen State. The Anchor Baby show is today at 11, right after the Hake Report. I said the Hake Report, but I thought I was thinking of Friday. My bad. The Anchor Baby, right after the Hake Report today. All right. Let me go back to the busy phones here. Then I want to get to some super chats. Let me go to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick, you are on the air.
What's up, Jesse? What's going on with you, my man?
All is well, Rick. Amazing.
Well, I tell you what, man, you know, I'm with you like, you know how, it is so amazing, Jesse, that, you know, when we go to other countries, they are less tolerant of Christianity. They don't want you even doing Christianity there. But it seems like to me the liberals have allowed everybody, you don't know what religion is America anymore. You know what I mean?
But this was a conservative president that celebrated Diwali.
Well, you know, that's true, too. But I'm just saying, but most times, your Democrats push it. It's a melting pot. We're not one face. It's all a melting pot. But yes,
yeah, that's right.
You know, that's it. That's, they always are saying that. Yeah. So, you know, so we don't, English should be our major language, y'all. Period. But yet, you know, it's like.
We're losing though. It's just so.
I know. We're losing that. And now it's Spanish. You know, I mean, it just, wow, man. I mean, I'm like saying, I'm thinking we can't get it back either, Jesse. I'm thinking along those lines.
You don't believe America is ever coming back again?
I don't know, man. I think Trump is slowing it down. He's trying to do all he can, you know?
Right.
And, you know, and it just seemed like, sometimes I just think the liberals want to keep it where nobody can agree on nothing, where you can have to start a civil war.
So you don't.
So we can't agree on nothing, y'all.
So I'm not. I would never get my country back.
I'm leaning that way. I'm not saying it can't happen, Jesse, but I'm leaning that way.
How can it happen, period?
Well, to me, we just got to get some strong alpha male president. Trump is probably the strongest president I have seen in a long time.
Right.
In my opinion. Yeah. You know, like, I would say Reagan was pretty strong. Reagan, Bush. Bush, the father was pretty strong to me.
But Reagan was the one that started the amnesty thing.
Yeah, he did. I think what happened with Reagan, they was already in here, so Reagan, like I said, just the ones that's here, grant them amnesty, and from now on out, we'll have border security.
So you know, that was weakness to start amnesty.
Well, you know, and that, yes, I agree with that. You know, I agree with that.
So why do you say Reagan was strong then?
He was one of them. Besides that, for the most part, to me, Reagan was strong. Besides that, I didn't agree with that either, Jesse, but
what did he do to make you think that he was strong?
Well, he stood up to the Democrats. He knew how to handle them, you know, without letting them get under his skin. I think he handled them pretty well. Knew how to handle the press without getting angry with them. And how he handled the Soviet Union. You know, he bankrupted the Soviet Union. What did you say, Jesse?
He told the Soviet Union to tear down that wall.
Yep. Mikhail Gorbachev. Tear down this wall.
Right.
Amazing. Yeah, so I think he handled the Soviet Union. Yeah, so, you know, I think I know that got Reagan in trouble with the Iran-Contra scandal. They was trying to pin that hard on Reagan. But I think what Reagan was trying to do is arm the good guys with weapons.
Amazing. Well, thank you, Ray. I appreciate it, buddy.
Hey, appreciate you too, Jesse. Thanks for taking my call. Continue spreading the truth. Love you, brother, and God bless you.
You too. Thank you, Rick. Amazing. Super, super. Super chat.
Super chat.
Brooke says, best freebie you can give someone is truth and honesty about how wrong they are and not honest, hardworking taxpayers' money in terms of freebies.
No, that's amazing how those people are mad. They're like, tick, if you don't give me my... put money on my CBZ card, EBD, some kind of...
EBT.
EBT card. I'm going to steal it. You're white. And you know what an EBT card is. What the? They're like, I'm going to go to the store. They're going to steal.
Some of those had to be fake. They had to be trolling.
Yeah, I thought about that, too. Seriously. I thought maybe it was just a TikTok thing where they're trying to get points.
Yeah.
But amazing. Thank you.
Rex, the sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 56, or 5:6.
But there is no sting in death. The sting of death was destroyed. So, and as a result, there is no death. There's only one death, and that one death is of the delusional self, your false self, thinking that you are your ego, the ego. But there is no death. The sting of death has been destroyed. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Thank you for your Bible thumping.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thursday.
Five coffees from Eric. You should only love God with all your heart, soul, and might. This is a quote. Along with nothing else or no one else. And that's why you're suffering right now, because you made something else your God, JLP.
That's for sure. You should only have one God. Other than that, you never have peace. Amazing. Thank you.
Joseph on Cash App, Bond JLP on Cash App. When can I get a Because of Time shirt?
We're on it.
Remains to be seen. TBD, yeah. To be determined.
Yeah, to be determined. But thank you, though. I like it.
Steven with a purple with pink fro boss sticker. Thank you, Steven, on YouTube. Also a member.
Thank you, Steven. Amazing.
Three from Garrett. Jesse, you really know how to snap people out of their thoughts and get to the point. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, and thank you for your support. Amazing.
Shout out, Garrett.
Yeah.
Zylo. on Rumble. Good morning, Jesse and fellers. Hope all is well. Saw a marathon winner make the sign of a cross at the finish line or something. Holy moment, or just a bunch of Christian razzle-dazzle slop? Holy moment, or a bunch of Christian razzle-dazzle slop? Question mark. I've never paid that stuff any mind, says Zylo.
Amazing. Thank you. I don't know. I didn't see it, so I don't know. Amazing. Thank you.
Mia's a cute dog, says Jane Elliott. Wants all the Blue Eyes kids to suffer.
Who is Jane Elliott?
She's an anti-racism school teacher from back during Martin Luther King Jr. times, and you debated her like 10 years ago, plus or minus.
Oh, yeah. What a nutcase.
Yeah. She
I
was
remember
on
her.
Oprah.
Yeah. That's why I interviewed her. She was a nutcase on Oprah, too. What?
A-L-L with a cool sunglasses smiley sticker. Thank you, A-L-L.
Thank you, A-L-L. Speaking of sunglasses.
And as you're putting those on, I'll read from Celestial Lord. To be aware means you don't get any trill from anything. No thoughts cross your mind, which means you can't be tempted. And if it does come into your mind, you will spit it out. Stop trying to learn God, says Celestial Lord.
Thank you. Amazing.
Nice sunglasses. American flag sunglasses.
That's right.
Very cool. And they fit your head perfectly.
Amazing.
Insta power. All I know is that love is in the air, says Insta Power.
Thank
with
you.
A winky face and heart.
Love. There's nothing like love. Amazing.
That's right.
Thank you.
Imported TV. You can discipline your kids without spanking them. What the? If you spank your kids, you can't control your anger. You're not a parent. You're a murderer, says Imported TV.
And well, you definitely should not be spanking your children if you have anger. That's for sure. Amazing. Thank you.
Alphabet, if you want... to stop wanting means to stop trying to get or work with your own will. This means you are worshiping Satan. You are doing Satan's will. When you stop trying to make things happen, you're letting God's will be done.
Amazing. Thank you.
Alphabet, Jesse, show me the money. I want to see that 1,000 plus 1,000. Dollar signs.
Eli, I asked for $2,000. You only giving me $1,200. What y'all?
And fist.
She was like, well, I have to work on the other $800. Well, that's not what I told you to do. No.
Dollar money bag. That's what that is.
Yeah, he black.
Very
amazing.
Nice.
Thank you.
Nick on Rumble, I think after God separated us in Babylon and scattered us throughout the world into different races, I think he intended for us not to mix races and culture. After that, America should just be Christian, says Nick LaBoy.
Well, one thing
referring
I know,
to the Tower of Babel, that is.
One thing I know for sure, race mixings don't work. Look how the more different races we have in America, the more divided we are as race people. What a mess. Thank you.
Facts. Thank you, Nick LaBoy. Gregatron, the next T-shirt should be, shirt emoji, should be, no, that was a question.
Thank you. I like that idea. Thank you.
So do I. I like that idea.
Yeah.
And Jack says, oh, no, I already read that one. Thank you, Jack. And thank you, guys. Stephen from Rotterdam, actually. That pastor's probably got a lifestyle to maintain. dollar sign tongue emojis.
It's not like give what you get. I appreciate what you give. I told you 2,000. And she's like, I have to work on an 800. That's not what I told you to do.
No excuses, woman.
I know. What a mess. Thank you.
Shout out to Games for Rec, Aries 1, and the rest of the supporters on the DLive crew, Age of Inversion and Urinal Chills, and the rest on the Rumble crew. And thank you, guys. I do believe that may be all for now.
Oh, amazing. Thank you all. I'm so glad. Thank you very much for your support. I'm so glad the phones are holding off at least until my show is over. What? Let me go to Canada and talk to Zenny. Zenny, you are on the air. Hey, Zenny.
As well.
Okay, there you go.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, okay. So I want to talk to you about the Diwali celebration. That's not too good, right? I didn't like seeing that.
It felt it seemed odd to be celebrating Zawali, and most Americans don't even know what that is, I don't think. It just didn't seem right.
It's not right. And I'll tell you, as someone who lives in Canada, yeah, we're basically turning into India up here.
That's what
we've
the Anchor
so
Bay
many Indians.
The Anchor Bay was just saying that too, because he's from Canada, and he was telling me that all of a sudden the gates flooded, were open, and they just came from everywhere.
They came pouring in. Well, one thing we got to know is that there's 1.4 billion of them in India, so it's like there's a lot of them.
That's the whole country.
Yeah, so they can just take over a country, you know, just send their immigrants over here and take over.
But why they let so many Indians in? Why so many Indians?
Well, I think it's because we even have Indians in government now, and now they just...
But why, though?
Why we have them in government? Well,
I mean, but why they let so many into Canada?
Oh, well, because I think there's Indians in government, and they make policies that allow for just mostly Indians to come in.
Oh.
And we have them in, like, positions like CEOs of companies and stuff like that, and they're managers of the local Tim Hortons, and they only hire Indians, so it just becomes this whole, you know, this big thing. Where
do they have a lot of Mexicans over there in Canada?
We do. We're getting a lot of Mexicans now. Like, my neighborhood actually turned into, like, a big Latino neighborhood now, and so, like, I walk around and people are just speaking Spanish. It's horrible.
Amazing. Everywhere, like, do they fight? Do they? You know how the blacks and the whites fight over here? Do the Indian people fight with the Canadians?
Well, Indians can't really fight too well, so they don't really try to fight big white people because they'll probably get beat up. But if there's like four or five of them, maybe. But I don't think that really happens too much. It's more they're just taking over from the inside out. And even, like, our security guards, every security guard you see is Indian or, like, looks like to be Indian.
Wow.
So it's like they've taken over whole industries here, trucking, security, fast food. It's like, yeah. And we have, like, a 14% youth unemployment rate, but they still just have bring in all these Indians. It's insane.
That's amazing. Hey, what are you saying? You know I'm not going to read all that.
Okay, well, I hear there's a bunch of Pakistanis over there in Canada as well. And India and Pakistanis don't like each other, oftentimes.
Really?
Well, there's wars. There's a war. There was a war briefly.
Where?
Yeah.
This year in India and Pakistan.
Yeah.
You talk about the Khalistani movement stuff.
Yeah, the Khalistani and the Sikhs. And we even have them, like, warring with each other in Canada now. Like, they have, like, these protests where they're fighting each other. Mm-hmm. And they have their flags. And then Canadian police have to break it up. It's absolutely crazy. Insane.
Why are the whites in Canada tolerating this?
You know, I just want to make one point. And did you know who invented the term melting pot, Jesse?
India.
No, it was a Jew named Israel Zangwill.
Oh,
brilliant.
He made a whole play about it.
I should have known it was a Jew because it's a smart idea.
Yep.
The melting pot. No one likes the melting pot anymore, Jesse. You know you don't like the melting pot.
They call it a salad because nobody melts together or assimilates, really.
Yeah, I don't like that idea, that's for sure. But why are the whites tolerating this in Canada?
Well, I think they've just become so liberal. Like, the way we just voted for this last Mark Carney guy. I mean, I didn't vote for him, but, like, the majority of Canadians apparently did. So people here are actually more afraid of being conservative and being close to somewhat what Trump would be. So they vote for their own destruction. It's really weird.
Yeah, yeah. You're right about that. Like, do they have a lot of Jews in Canada?
We have a fair amount of Jews. I'd say we probably have, like, the same amount as the States.
Oh,
close to.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know if they're really a great force for they kind of put Israel first, Jesse.
Right on.
I know you like Israel too, but
I
will, you know,
put my country
America first
as well. I put America first. I love Israel, but I put my country first.
Right. That's why we can't have Jews in positions of power, because they put Israel first. We want people who put America and Canada first, right?
But what's the difference if the Indians are doing the same thing? You guys don't mind that.
Well, we do. I mind. I mean, certain people mind, but not enough, I guess.
Yeah.
In both our countries, because they're both going the same way.
Yes, Hank.
Joel in Boston, Massachusetts, was right. There was a fatal apparent DUI, alleged DUI car crash. I mean, semi-truck crashed into a traffic jam on the 10 freeway over in Ontario, California.
Uh-huh.
And it was an illegal India trucker who was here illegally, allowed to stay by the Biden administration, according to Bill Malusian on Fox News.
And that's a story.
And that happened just this week, Tuesday.
Oh, that's a new one then.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Not different from
happening all the time.
U-turn.
Wow. That's amazing.
I thought it was just the Latino illegals who did the drinking and driving.
The Indians can't even read English, and they're getting CDLs. It's absolutely insane.
Commercial driver licenses.
Zinni, thank you, man. I got to run. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Have a bless you.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
You too, Hank. See ya.
All right, now. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to first-time caller, James, out of Pennsylvania. James, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Peterson, for spreading the word, sir.
Right on.
Yes, sir. I didn't mean to backtrack, but you guys touched base on spanking, and I was just curious about your stance on that because this came up between my girlfriend and I.
If a parent is not angry, rarely would they have to spank their children. But and if they should spank their children, they should not do it. An angry person should not be doing it because an angry parent is taking out revenge on the children, and the kid's going to know that, and you just set them up to become angry as well.
Ah, gotcha. So then what is, I guess, spanking without anger is okay, but out of anger, not good.
Right. And if a parent don't have anger, rarely, if at all, will they ever have to spank their children because the kids will be growing up in the light, and they'll be growing up in love, and the kids going to be whatever the parents are. And so, but you're not going to find parents that are of love. They're going to all be of hate and not love.
Gotcha. So then I guess if it's out of love, you are not making physical discipline. I guess what would be, if a child is unruly, right?
Yeah.
And how do you calm that child with love if they're not responding to it? Like, you got to tell them 15 times or 50
times.
Well,
if the child is unruly, that means that the parent is unruly, and they have already become that and are becoming like the parents. The parents are, what the children will be, whatever that is.
Right, micro reflection of the parents.
Yeah, there's no such thing as bad children, but bad parents.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Awesome. Great answer, sir. Thank you very much.
All right, James.
I appreciate it, man. Keep doing the good work, sir. Thank you, sir.
I will. Thank you. Super.
Super Chats.
Just checking for any other remaining Super Chats.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. Out of time. I am out of time. The Hake Report is coming up now. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. Thank you for your support at rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Or JesseLeePeterson.shop. Also, know yourself, men and women. Put your eyes on you, and you will overcome the world inside of you and the world outside of you. You shall have eternal life, perfect peace. But you got to drop the anger. Forgive your mothers and your father, but especially your mothers, men and women of all races, all money, range, or whatever you are. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer, and stay present. All right, thank you all. Amazing show. I'm glad the phones didn't break up again, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye now. I had to get on a track one time. Joel Friday here. Look, stand up. Stand up, we got fighting to do. We gotta show him who boss. He put a Viking in you. He put that lightning in you, igniting the truth. But you beg and blame and lie and hate and never wanna stand for the truth. So what you planning to do?
You better go talk to your mama. Better stop all the drama. Better drop all the drama. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
You know, Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. And last but not least, A Little Small Pocket Guide, The 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Just a little thin piece of book. But it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from amazon.com, all right?